The Country Music Channel is stepping up to make sure both men and women are featured in an equal rotation. Effective immediately, music videos from male and female artists will get the same amount of playing time. For more on this move, we turn to the KCBS Wing Central Newsline and talk with Aram Sinreich, communications professor at American University in Washington, D.C. Thanks for talking to us today. So why this move now?
It's actually a really interesting story. There's a music journalist for Variety who was driving in Los Angeles and heard two songs in a row on the country station by female artists and pulled over his car and made a snarky tweet about how, that must break FCC rules or something like that. And another radio station's Twitter account actually responded saying, wow, that's really brave. We're not allowed to play two women in a row. And then it became this massive firestorm, and Samantha Bee did a whole thing on it. And then shortly thereafter, CMT made its big announcement. So this has been a long time coming, but the reason it simmered over was this kind of needle that broke the proverbial camel's back.
And there was sort of a ratio that was set up?
Well, so historically, these things are, programming in the music industry, like in all the entertainment fields, is really done by algorithm. So these ostensibly unbiased calculations figure out exactly what the audience wants to hear that's going to maximize the amount of time they spend listening, and then that's going to maximize the amount of money they make from advertising. And what the algorithms say is that, people want to hear one-third women, two-thirds men, 60-40, whatever, what have you. And what CMT is essentially saying is that, we play a role in setting people's expectations and their tastes. And if we program 50% women and 50% men, we're actually going to be intervening into this sexist system that has been self-perpetuating up until this point.
Is it appropriate, do you think, to arbitrarily set numbers on how often women and men should be played?
It's a really smart and interesting question. I think when you have a systemic bias, obviously, it would be absurd to say that men are better singers than women, or that, that somehow the songs that they sing are better. So clearly the disparity between men and women on radio is a reflection of the larger disparities in opportunity and status between men and women in our society at large. So I think that if you run a large company and you have the opportunity to help change hearts and minds, you do have an obligation to do so, even if it's going to represent a short-term hit to your bottom line. It's going to benefit everybody more over the long term to have a more just and equitable society.
Is this an issue with other genres of music, not just country?
Well, yeah. I mean, the music industry, I don't need to tell you, is very famous for exploiting especially young women in all kinds of not so savory ways, but it's not even limited to the music industry. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Oscar nominations for Best Director last week, and it was a slate of entirely men, and the comedian and writer Issa Rae, who was announcing it, said congratulations to these men, kind of calling it out. So I think what's changing is that there is now a growing kind of sense among women in the media and entertainment industries that time is up for this kind of unquestioned bias, and that it's time to, at the very least, start questioning it so people get uncomfortable and start to change it.
I wish we could play a little Patsy Cline to take you out. Thanks for the time. It was good talking to you. Aram Sinreich, communications professor at American University in Washington.